Jennifer Zamparelli on 2FM.
Sponsored by Virgin Mobile. We'll tell you when your phone is paid off. Virgin Mobile. Bring on amazing.
Yesterday, we actually had great fun talking about our early memories of when we were in school and just making light of the fact that children were back in the classroom. But you know what? For many students, the transition back to full time in the classroom schooling will be challenging. It will be, with new schedules, new activities and pressures. Well, after working with 50,000 teenagers and listening to their hopes and fears, Tony Griffin wrote The Teenager's Book of Life, a kind of a guide for teenagers and parents. And he joins me now on the line to give students and parents and teachers some much needed advice. Tony, good morning.
How's it going, Jen?
All good, all good. Tony, how is this year different for students returning after the summer break?
Oh, it's like we're not in Kansas anymore. There's so many ways it's different, isn't there? You know, Think about going back to school and you haven't been in there for 18 months and you've been let run a little bit wild and feral, and now you have to sit down and get stuck into books and you're tested. So also the fact that, you know, it's different for all young people, but for many, you're right, it is going to be perhaps a struggle to readapt.
My heart goes out to the students who are going into first year this year, you know, having a new school, teachers, new classmates. Is it toughest on them?
Well, it's like, you know, sometimes we can be very general about things. There's some kids who are just, you know, they're just raring for road. Like, they don't want to even get their mum or dad to drop them off. They just want to, like, let me out as far away as you can. And I'll walk the rest of the way. I can't wait to meet new people. Couldn't wait to get out of my small national school. And for other kids who are perhaps a little bit more sensitive or introverted, this is a big leap. And even for adults, we know when we change scenarios for a while, we're kind of out of our safety place. So for a lot of young people, this is probably one of the scariest things they're going to face so far in their young life. And my heart also goes out to them. Yeah. I know when I was in first year, my first day, I was so nervous. I put my hand out to this young guy beside me walking in the car and said, "Hey, hi, I'm Tony. I'm from..." And he just leaned back his head and headbutted me. I kid you not. That was my first day in school. But it got better after that.
Did you want to go back the next day?
Oh, look, I went into the bathroom and had a good cry and wiped my bloody nose and then came out. And a few years later, realized, got to know the kid, and he was just more scared than I was.
Oh, my God. What a way to react, though.
I know.
It is daunting. I never forget those days. I mean, I was the one who loved school, and I can totally relate to kids who are anxious about going in. But what advice, Tony, would you have for students who are feeling nervous, anxious or stressed out about just returning to school this week?
Okay, so we need to understand the game we're playing in here. I know thousands of teachers and I've listened to them, and it's very easy to day out. We have some of the best teachers, Jen, in the world. We really do, because they are working all hours to try and make it the best they can. But the reality is the structure, how we teach, what we teach, it's fundamentally flawed. We've ladders leaning against the wall. We get young people at the top of the ladder. You know, we kind of direct them towards the points and miss the point. The point should be point them in the direction they want to go. So they get to the top of that ladder and they realize the ladder's leaning against the wrong wall. As school as it is, it's an outdated, fundamentally flawed model. So, but we can't change it overnight. And the kids walking into school today, they can't change that. Their teachers are great, but they're working in a system that doesn't give them what they need. That's the reality. But what can they do? So the first thing is to realize that this period of your life is doesn't always need to be about the part, the academic part, because school as it is really teaches just a narrow part of who you are. So use school, use it to meet new friends, use it to do things and have opportunities that you may not have had. I heard from so many parents that I wrote a blog on my website, tonygriffin.ie. There's five things I talk directly to a first timer going into school. You know, things like, it's going to be okay. People are weird. And you will meet people like you, even if at times there's ups and downs and you feel lonely. Don't fret. You will meet people just like you, as weird as you, want to hang out with you. Because school is just a comma. It's not a full stop. And many of the best things are waiting for you. So it's going to be okay.
That's really good advice. I mean, I like the fact that you said, you know, we put so much stress and emphasis on the academic side. But it's so important to say to kids, this is your opportunity to maybe join a team if you've never done that before, yeah, and see how you like it. Get into the school shows, yeah, meet new friends, and don't just
try
focus
shit
on you try yeah stuff. Yeah, just yeah try different stuff. It's like bleeding yeah camp in the yeah cold in horrible uniforms.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah. And like, you know, that's it. There's an important thing you've just said, because very often kids that aren't very academic, they can be left feeling that they're not good enough. There's something wrong with them. And I was having this conversation with my wife last night saying, you know, we need to just step back from the whole thing and realize it's not about you if you feel like you don't fit in. I know those kids who are crying on their way to school, and I know those parents who just would wish it was easier for them. And it's for the parent to know and the kid to know, it's not just you. The system is flawed. So do your best. Get through it. Try stuff. But know at the end of the day that life is much bigger than what you're going to learn in school. Much, much bigger.
So just on a day-to-day basis, what should parents be saying to children who are stressed out and crying on their way to school and maybe want to stay at home? What should parents be saying to them?
It's very difficult, because there's a big part of all those parents that wants our kids to fit in. You know,
yeah,
we want them to be their own person, but we know it's easier for them if they fit in,
yeah,
in the short term. It's not in the long term. If they stand out more of the time, be themselves, they'll be better off for life. But what does that parent do? Well, the first thing is, kids are more resilient than we realize. So sometimes you've got to let them go into school. You've got to push them a little bit, but they know when it's time that they actually need a day. They're better, like their health, their mental health is better if they have the day to do some other things. Now, I'm sure the Minister of Education wouldn't be jumping up and down about me saying that, but this is a survival business here. Like, we're trying to get them through. I say to parents, just get them through to the other side. What do you really want for your kid? You want them to be happy. You want them to like who they are and enjoy who they are. So even you as a parent, think about what you expect from them academically, and then just maybe manage your expectations if it's a thing that they're just not academically, they're artistic or they're creative or they're something else. Manage your own expectations about what you expect for your kid. Get them through to the other side. Keep the lines of communication open. And, you know, this sounds like a sell, but it's not. The book I wrote, I spent 9 years trying to understand how to talk to teenagers. It's in 100 Dunn stores around the country. Parents, go in and get a copy. It's like a cheat sheet for parents. You learn how to keep the lines open with your kid. They are going to drift away from you. They're going to drift to their friends, but they will come back to you if you keep the lines open. If you can't afford to buy the book, cool. Go on to Spotify, put it in there. I'm narrating it every week for free so parents can listen to it. All I want is to give people a way to connect
tools
to each other.
Yeah, I mean, because that's when I was actually having this exact conversation with friends over dinner last night, because we are all in the toddler and baby
stage.
It was lovely. Yeah, the husband did well, I have to say. But we were chatting about parenting. This is the easy part, you know, when they're toddlers and babies.
Yeah.
The parenting really kicks off preteens and teenagers. Mm. That's when they need you. That's when your parenting kicks in, because that is a minefield. And it's all about, like you said, just learning to communicate with them. Tony, it was great speaking to you, and hopefully people listening, whether they are a student or a parent, will take what you've said on board. The Teenager
yeah
Book of Life, as you said, is in all good bookshops and available also tonygriffin.ie. And thank you, Tony, for chatting to us today, and I'll chat to you soon.
Yeah, good on you.
Thanks,
Jen.
Love. Bye. There we go. That was author Tony Griffin speaking to us about how to cope with the pressures of returning to classroom. It's not easy for every kid. A lot of them are finding it very difficult. And I think as parents, as teachers, we got to look at ourselves and how we manage that and just get them through it. But it's not, the academic side is not the be all and end all. The U school as a playground to meet people, to try new things, and to learn a bit of stuff on the way.
Jennifer Zamparelli on 2FM.